Hello.
Hello.
My name is Gustav, and I'm with Opinion Research, an independent market research firm. We are doing a survey on issues facing your area today, and we'd like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Before we begin, I need to know if I have reached you on a cell phone, and if so, are you in a place where you can talk safely without endangering yourself and others?
Of course. What is this all about?
All right, thank you so much for that. Are you registered to vote at this address?
What do you mean at this address? What address?
I mean, in Silver City?
Yes, I am.
Thank you so much. And are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, a radio station, or a political party, a political blog, or by a candidate for political office?
Not that I know of.
Thank you so much for that. And now, just to make sure, we have a representative sample. In what year were you born?
1936.
Thank you so much for that. And what is the last grade you completed in school?
The last grade?
Yeah.
I think it was 11th grade.
Thank you so much for that. And just for statistical purposes, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I'm Spanish. Spanish American.
All right. Thank you so much. And thinking about the upcoming November elections for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices, how likely would you say you are to vote in the November election? Are you very likely? Somewhat likely? Not
I
very likely?
I always go and vote, sir.
So would you think that you are very likely to vote, maybe?
Yes.
All right, thank you. And thinking about the upcoming November elections for United States Congress, if the election for United States Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate from this district?
Democrat.
Thank you for that. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Kamala Harris is doing as vice president?
It's okay, I guess.
So, well, would you say is that strongly approved or somewhat
approved? Yeah, I approve.
All right, thank you so much. And now, changing topics for a moment, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics here in New Mexico and nationally. For each one, please tell me first whether you have heard of the person. Then, if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I name someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on the next one. And, well, the first one is Donald Trump. Would you say that is favorable or unfavorable?
Well, he's there.
Yeah, do you think that, Donald Trump is favorable or unfavorable?
I think he's favorable. They kept him there.
And do you think it's strongly favorable or somewhat favorable? Hello? Hello?